Yo, what's good, everyone? Welcome to another Jets episode on the Knicks, Jets, etc. podcast. We have beaten the Houston Texans. The New York Jets have scored touchdowns in football games, put up 30 points. Zach Wilson and Tommy DeVito are the players of their respective conferences of the week. Unbelievable. We have the Jets doing what they do on defense, but really the big surprise is dropping 30 and a half. I mean, Randall Cobb has four catches, now has a touchdown as one of them. We have Breece Hall finally making unreal volume catches out of the backfield. We have Zach Wilson kind of trusting his players. We have Hackett calling passing plays. Like, we had 10 in a row at some point. Morstead doing Morstead things.
Yeah.
Greg the Leg doing well, not missing when we need him to just keep racking up the points. I mean, this was an all out in a vacuum by itself. This was an amazing Jets win. This is what we've been expecting. This is what we've been hoping for years. Now back to reality a little bit by what's been going on. I mean, good for Zach Wilson to have this revenge game. I mean, to stick it to the Athletic and honestly to Rosenblatt, who he sees every day, and to Rossini. I mean, they put out the report where Aaron Rodgers kind of spoke for him, saying this was like a big media ploy to kind of put his character down, and it worked. I mean, it worked for me and you. I mean, I wanted Zach Wilson out because I thought he had hesitancy to play.
Like, it worked for me.
Well, the issue was
completely false. It's made up.
Yes, it's made up. But if it wasn't made up, like if it was true, I'm saying if that report was true, right, where they keep saying, the reporters keep saying, yes, it's true, it is from somebody in the building. Like, we still stand by it. If it is true, yes, like I want Zach Wilson out, and so it did work. In the character thing, but you know, we came out and he said Monday he was ready to play, and he came out and he showed us. Honestly, he showed everybody. He absolutely killed it. 300 yards, couple touchdowns. And at the same time, we have the rumor that he's done after the season, regardless, and we're going to trade him.
False.
So,
made up thing.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to hear your thoughts just from, like, you know, from the vacuum of this game and from, you know, the whole outlook, because there's so much going on. But there's really two different paths to take here. Like, there's two different things going on. There is this game where you know, another right guard that we barely ever heard of, right? And then Carter Warren and Max Mitchell, like, and a lot of things going on in this game that really is important from the Jets' perspective on the field. And then also just there is this, you know, big story, like kind of like a drama around this whole ordeal as well. So I want to hear your takes for both of those sides.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the depth chart right now, four of our five offensive linemen have questionable tags. It's not great. And it's been, I think, the story of the season that hasn't been talked about. Like, if these reporters would just spend some time reporting on what's actually happening instead of making up, to your point, like a drama series about what's going on, like Diana Rossini is apparently writing the new season of Succession, just making stuff up about Zach Wilson and what's going on, it's absolutely insane. Zach Wilson will be here next year. He's a fifth-year rookie contract. He's in a prove-it year like Jordan Love was. Aaron Rodgers cannot stop talking about how much he loves the guy. Aaron Rodgers is here because in part of Zach Wilson. What sense would it make for us to just trade him and start from scratch? It makes no sense. It's like people have rocks for brains. It makes no literal sense. What are we going to do? Just start from scratch at a backup quarterback position? We started from somewhere, 3 years of experience with Zach Wilson, and guess what? It still sucks. So what are we going to do? Start from zero, from square one? Why? Why would we do that? Because Diana Rossini and Zach Rosenblatt wrote a fan fiction article in week 14 because there's nothing to write about? What are you talking about? Like, Zach Wilson's here. He's not going anywhere. People are online talking about, oh, if we could train him for a fifth round pick, blah, 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 blah. No, he's not going anywhere. He's going to be here. We're not drafting a quarterback in the first round. Again, like people are just making up online. Aaron Rodgers did not come here for you to draft a rookie quarterback in the first round. It's just think about it for 2 seconds. Just take a breath and think, like, what are we talking about? What I would like to talk about is what actually happens in the real world, not fictitious made-up rumors. And the Jets scored 30 points in a half and a second half. It was incredible to watch. It was a lot of fun to watch. Zach Wilson was slinging it. Garrett Wilson was playing well. And Breece Hall was showing that he's just as good of a receiver as he is a running back. He might be our wide receiver too. And that's fine with me. We've been talking about it all season. Alvin Kamara can catch 15 balls a game. Why can't Breece Hall? He's just as good at the backfield. He makes explosive plays. And, this offense was fun to watch. If it's the whole Zach Wilson needs to be benched to let go and not care anymore and yada yada and all this stuff, you and I have gone back and forth this season on what we think Zach Wilson should do. Should Zach Wilson be a little bit more carefree with the football, possibly turn it over? He had a fumble this week. It was ugly. It was sad. He didn't need to do it. He was fighting for more yards. He could have just went down. Instead, he fought for more yards, took a little bit of a risk, fumbled the ball, got right back up, and scored a touchdown the next drive. So, what do you want from Zach Wilson? We said earlier in the season we want him to protect the football at all costs, not turn the ball over. And if our defense can get two or three turnovers a game, we think that's enough, plus shutting out the other team. We think that's enough with the special teams unit to win a football game. And it worked. We beat the Eagles that way. Zach Wilson was careful with the football. We got a bunch of turnovers. Special teams was outrageous. We beat the best team in the National Football, the NFC Conference.
At the time.
Yeah, at the time. At the time. Be careful. At the time. So, for now. He outplayed Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, and now CJ Stroud, the presumptive NFL MVP as of the week going into the Jets game. So, yeah, a Zach Wilson, for all the people saying he sucks, like I just said, he outplayed four of the best quarterbacks in the league in games where it mattered for us. So I don't think we're quick to move on, because who are you going to get? Like, that's the whole thing about this whole thing, about people going nuts about Josh Dobbs. Who are you going to get? Jake Asman this week again said one of the biggest things that screwed up our season was Joe Douglas not getting a competent quarterback to back up Aaron Rodgers in case something happened. Who would that be? Who's going to be a competent quarterback? I would love to know who a competent quarterback, a backup quarterback, is in the NFL. I'm under the impression they're almost damn near impossible to find, because when starting quarterbacks get hurt, which a lot of them have this season, it torpedoes your season. So,
it's, I agree. Tough. I mean, there's not a single other quarterback I'd rather have as a QB2 that exists currently as a QB2. If you're telling me next year I can get Ryan Tannehill as my 2 and Zach Wilson as my 3, okay, great. I'm down for that. Like, no problem. Let Tannehill and Zach Wilson have fun at practice. If Aaron Rodgers does get hurt again, we'll talk. We'll figure it out. Like, we'll see who's going to go in, and if they suck, we'll put in the other guy, and then we'll continue. Like, that's kind of where I'm at, but I'm not trying to pay, 10 plus million for a second string quarterback when we already have a rookie guy on a rookie deal, second pick money, plus Aaron Rodgers money. Like, now we're supposed to, like, how much money are we spending on the quarterback position? It's not logic. It's just anger. It's just emotion.
People just making up stuff to make themselves feel better, which is fine. I get it if you're a child, but the reality of the situation is what are you going to do? What, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to point at Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco's look good. Should we have kept Joe Flacco? Is Joe Douglas in trouble because we need to keep Joe Flacco? Yeah, because he's going to look good for a couple games, and then he's going to get tackled one time, and the season's over. Like, what are we talking about?
Like, the O-line's been holding up pretty well, but they just got a big injury.
Yeah, and then Jake Browning, he looks good. How come he can step in for Joe Burrow and play well, blah, blah, blah. Again, I don't know what quarterback would play well behind this offensive line that we have. That should be the story. If you want to write a story and you work for The Athletic, you should be talking about the offensive line and not some made-up scenario about what may or may not happen. The offensive line is why we're stinking. It's not Zach Wilson. I've been saying it the whole entire time. Zach Wilson, I think, has all the skills it takes to be a good quarterback in this league. He shows it from time to time. He also makes boneheaded plays and boneheaded decisions, like getting tackled on third and, you know, long at the end of the game, or fourth long at the end of the game, and I think the game's over. And then he comes down and makes miraculous plays to beat the Giants. Like, it's just, it's what happens with a young, inexperienced quarterback. And it's so frustrating to go week from week in this league, because every week, I talked about it in the last episode, people forget what happened 2 or 3 weeks ago. Like, people got so excited about Josh Dobbs, they forgot he went 1-7 with Arizona. People get so excited about Jake Browning, they forget that, again, he's going to be bad by the end of the season. The reason he's good right now is because he has a good offensive line. He has an incredible running back in Joe Mixon. And he is arguably the best receiver in the league right now in Ja'Marr Chase. So, yeah, if we had receivers and weapons like that and an offensive line that's healthy, that's been together since training camp, I think Zach Wilson would be playing a lot better. We just don't have that. So it's been tough to watch. But, again, this Sunday shows that, you know, when it clicks, it clicks. 3.5 points is pretty incredible. I wish we could score some points in the first quarter, John. It's so annoying seeing the stats. When there's 2 or 3 minutes left, you know the graphic is coming up on CBS that we have one touchdown in the first quarter all season. And all our putrid stats, we have, you know, one safety, one touchdown, and 3 field goals or whatever it is.
2 safeties. You know,
yeah, 2 safeties, yeah, or whatever. So, yeah, you know, if we want to nitpick a little bit on the offense, sure, I would love to start out a little bit faster. I would love to start out a little bit cleaner. But again, that second half shows you a little bit of light where it's like, okay, you know, this is back to when people are talking good about Zach Wilson, the Chiefs game, the Eagles game, some of those games. It's like, oh, you know, things can be good when things are good. The reason I've been so down on the Jets and this whole team is because we literally forgot how to score touchdowns. We figured it out this week. It was great to watch.
Yeah. So, you know, you kind of mentioned Zach Wilson versus CJ Stroud, but honestly, it's the defense. And the defense, yep, yet again, shut down another hot quarterback. And unfortunately injured with a concussion. Yep. You know, the Jets D got to him. And with the, you know, Davis Mills came in. This isn't special or different from what's been happening. You know what I mean? The, you know, that happened with the Dolphins last year. It's just, they've been shutting down every single quarterback, and it's tough to play against his defense. You know, he shut down D'Amico Ryans. They had that whole thing where it was his player, then it is, you know, it's like his big mentor. There was no way Robert Saleh was losing this game. Yeah. Honestly, I had no doubt in my mind we were going to win this game. But again, we did get a little bit lucky with their injuries, not only Stroud, but their receiving core. Like Tank Dell just went out. I know it was Brevin Jordan, of course, leading the team, which I literally told you was going to happen. Their backup tight end, which was their starting tight end this week. Hutchinson, you know, he's still a rookie. Nico Collins had a big play shut down by our cornerbacks. Our cornerbacks are filthy.
And then, yeah, I think he went out in the second drive and was out for the rest of the game. So it's like, yeah, I mean, once you start losing guys, I think the toughest injuries to deal with are the ones that happen on like the second drive of the game. You practice all week with Nico Collins. You're like, all right, Tank Dell's out. Nico, you're up. Get ready. You know, everyone else gets a little bit more reps, but not as many as they would have if Nico was out too. So everyone, I feel like, is just underprepared, and everyone has to step up. It's a tough situation to be in. And to your point, against our secondary, it's an impossible task to ask. That's why you have to – I just can't believe watching the game too, John. Like, I don't know how you feel about it. I'm just like, when you see the backup tight end, who's the starting tight end, you know, cutting Marvin up for Jordan. 15 yard catches and 10 yard catches. I'm just like, dude, why are they not throwing it to him every time? Why are they not throwing it to Singletary every time? When I watch a game and they don't throw it to the running back, I'm like, what are they doing? Have they not watched the tape? Like, what is going
on? Watch the tape, listen to the podcast, anything. We tell you the game plan for years now. Honestly, with this defense, it's throw to the tight end. He's always going to be open, and throw to the running back out of the backfield. Honestly, just call 2 wheel routes every single time. You'll be good to go.
It's crazy, dude. Damian Pierce and Devin Singletary, 0 catches on the day.
Right, shout out to our defense. Maybe we just played extra well this week. Let's give it up to us because I have to give some props to Will McDonald. Shout out. First sack, all by his lonesome. He's back. Shout out to him.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, man. It was a lot of fun for a lot of these guys, and it's good. I mean, Bryce Huff looks incredible again. You know, Ashton Davis playing well. I think he's been a real nice surprise this season. on the defense. You know, there's a lot of talk about Tony Adams to start the season. And, you know, he's battled through some injuries here and there. I think Ashton Davis has stepped up and played well for us. So I'm interested to see, you know, there's a lot of people online with Twitter with the way the last month has gone on Jets Twitter. You see, you know, tweets popping up every once in a while about offseason stuff and who we have to sign and, you know, tough situations that Joe Douglas and his front office is going to be in. After this win, I'm ready for let's table it. Let's figure out what's going on here. I don't think we're making the playoffs. I don't think we're going to have this crazy resurgence. I know if we beat Miami, we're all the way back. But I really do think that let's just have fun here. Let's see what happens. Let's play some good football. Football's supposed to be fun, right? That was the clip that was going around with Zach Wilson and Kyle Breece.
I had a lot of fun this week. It should be illegal. It should be an absolute travesty. Somebody should be in jail if it rains again on another Sunday afternoon at MetLife Stadium.
What are the odds?
It's impossible. This is crazy, man. And Zach Wilson played well in the rain. Let's give him an alley-oop for that. Like, good job. Like, all the adversity in the rain against a good defense.
Like legit rain, too. Not like a little sprinkle. Like, it was raining. And that Zach Wilson's kryptonite.
But like I'll before we go into the Miami game, which I'm all the way in for the Miami game, I'll talk to you a little bit about playoff scenarios. I play with the playoff machine. I will get a little bit at the end there, but I want to kind of stick with, because I've been getting messages too, and I haven't been as active on Jets Twitter. Like I was just at the Knicks game, you know, like lots of things are happening right now, right? Like there's a lot during the week where I don't have to like just be going into the conspiracy theories, but apparently people are freaking out about who's going to resign and not. The big people on my mind is, of course, we got Mekhi Becton, which we're not going to tag him because that's too much money. Yep. So is he going to stick around for a prove it deal, like a 1 year plus prove it deal with Aaron Rodgers, right? Cause that's his friend now, maybe. Right. And we'll still draft the tackle. Right. So that's possible. I feel like we're going to end up tagging Bryce Huff because we're not going to be able to, pay him, but that's another guy that's on our mind. Our corners are good, but we have no safeties. Right. So Ashton Davis, I feel like he's going to come back. Whitehead is questionable, but a big one in my head, besides, of course, our punter, right?
Yeah.
Is Justin Hardy. Like, that's a big one. I mean, you could just see the difference in our special teams when he's there and when he's not.
True.
So those are really the guys that are on my mind for, when it comes to the offseason here. Mostly all defense, really, and special teams. Nobody on the offense am I really worried about. Everybody who we need is here. I know everyone who we don't is leaving already. Like, there's no issue.
I'm with you. And that's what's, I guess, some of the fun of having this young offense where Zach Wilson is like one of the most senior people on the offense is that, you know, Zach Wilson still has rookie deal, so is everyone else. So that's why we got to strike now. That's why this clock is ticking, and that's why the season is such a hard thing to deal with because, you know, once Garrett Wilson, once Breece Hall, AVT, you know, hopefully Tippmann, a couple others, you know, we draft this season. Once these guys start getting paid, it's going to be real tough to keep up. So we'll see. A big thing too, real quick, one last thing that kind of struck me too. I didn't notice it during the game, but I noticed when looking, prepping for the show today a little bit. Will Anderson on Texans. No tackles, no sacks, no nothings.
Nothing.
Two QB pressures or whatever, but that's it. I don't know if that was schemed, game planned for, or how it happened. I didn't notice it during the game. Obviously, I didn't notice him being a terror, but he's having a pretty good season as a rookie. And this Houston's defense has been pretty good this season. And to see him just have absolutely get blanked by this offense, who's, I don't know, been putrid maybe is a good word for it. I don't know. Surprised to see that today when I was prepping for the show.
Yeah, him. But of course, Blake Cashman didn't get really into it, which is actually on your same vein. He almost murdered Zach Wilson on a couple plays, but he was able to elude him. So when I rewatched that game, but of course Sheldon Rankins got his sack.
Yes, he did. Yeah, shout out for him. He looked good, man. He's having a great season.
You know who else did? And I know this is just like a personal thing between me and you, when we're especially during draft season. Stingley.
Yeah.
Stingley looking good. And Jalen Petrie. Shout out to him from Baylor, man.
Oh, he's been great. Yeah.
All right. Switching off to the Dolphins, man. All right.
Whew.
Greg, breaking news coming out of Miami. And honestly, there's probably 28 other teams that you can go to and complain about offensive line and tell them and give them your sob story about the Jets and they'll listen. But just on an objective standpoint, and if I have to be objective for 1 second this week about Miami, this is my only shot. They have been decimated by injuries on both sides of the ball. Just absolutely decimated. Yep. And they're still winning, dude. They have 3 losses, right? Like, it's they crazy. Are still rocking and rolling. But I'm telling you, do not complain to your Miami Dolphins friend. Do not complain to your Miami Dolphins fan about injuries every single week. Like, they haven't had Armstead for 7 games. Like, yeah. if we haven't had our left tackle for any games, it'd be over, right? Like, I mean, Phillips went down last week. Ramsey, like, just came back a couple weeks ago. Tyreek Hill, I feel like, is going to be out. They haven't announced anything yet. He just didn't practice today. But, I mean, he hurt that ankle twice that game, man. And this is the second week in a row.
And this is a good week to miss. I mean, what is he going to do against the secondary?
That's a good point. Waddle seems to get injured every single game.
Yeah.
And they just lost their center for the season. I mean, yeah. Tough for them, really. I don't know how they're going to get over this injury, especially coming this week with, honestly, a Jets team, not only with confidence that it hasn't had in a month and a half, like has it since October, hasn't had confidence. True. They know their back's against the wall. Even if it's a 1% chance, they still have a chance to get into the playoffs. We'll get to that in a second. So they have that. Three, they're playing for their jobs. Every single safety's playing for their jobs. Like, you know, yep. all the D linemen playing for their jobs. Everyone in the offense is 100% playing for their job. Literally every single player besides Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall are literally playing for a job, and Tippmann maybe at this point. But he's still kind of playing for his job.
Yeah.
And revenge. I mean, close your eyes for 1 second and just imagine there wasn't a Fail Mary. The Jets are in this game versus the big, bad, healthy, quote unquote, healthy Miami Dolphins with Tim Boyle. I mean, that's just the reality of the situation. Brandon Echols now has 2 pick-sixes against the Dolphins. If I could find the prop bet, I'm going to take a Brandon Echols pick six. I just have to. It just seems that he knows Tua. Like, he has a read on him, like, for whatever reason, you know? The line jumped. It was this week. It was 12.5. Now it's down to 8.5. You know, just for a little gambling, check out Winning Picks Weekly. Greg, I know this sounds crazy, man, but I really think the Jets can go into Miami and win this game. They're not healthy. Their big strength is their potent offense. They're injured. And our big strength is our defense. Like, I don't know how Miami's going to score. Like, they're just going to run all over us. Or, like, they're just going to give it to Mostert, you know, just some tight end plays. But without Tyreek Hill in there, I mean, I don't know, man. I really think this is the Jets could really win this game. And I want to know how you feel about it. Are you okay with the Jets winning? I know you think the Jets, you're saying the Jets have no chance. You're virtually right. In order for the Jets to get into the playoffs, we need, I mean, two of like 4 scenarios. One is the Browns losing out. Very unlikely. We have, or we need like the Indy, Denver, and the Bills to eat 2 of the 3, right? Of those 4 scenarios. But of those 3 teams, we need them to lose 3 out of 4 games. And already I'm pretty sure all of them still have to play the Chargers. Maybe 2 of them have to still play the Chargers. I mean, it's really tough right now, for the Jets to make it. So what do you think about the Jets winning versus the Texans? Potentially, you know, winning versus the Dolphins, or how do you see this game? Am I absolutely crazy? Like, is there no chance? Am I just saying, you know, this team has 4 wins. We suck. We score touchdowns for 1 half. What am I thinking?
No, I mean, I think the possibility of both things are very likely in this game. Like, this game has, I think, one of the most, like, random outcomes you could have in a football game going into the season. And the reason is because 3 weeks ago, or 2 weeks ago, to your point, we played Miami. We were at home. We got absolutely killed by them.
In the second
and
half.
And they had Tyreek Hill, their center, and Phillips. All 3 of those guys are critical people. All 3 of those guys are out for this game. Tyreek Hill possibly out for this game. So you're talking about 3 major pieces less a Jets team who have switched from Tim Boyle to Zach Wilson and scored 30 points and a half. I mean, this offense could, if our offense could score 20 something points a game, 28 points a game, I think we can hang with anyone. So it's really going to come down to how our offense can handle. I'm not worried about the Miami offense. I know they're potent. Even if Tyreek Hill is 100%, I still think we can handle it. I'm a little bit more concerned than you are about the running backs. I think Mostert and Achan out of the backfield are tough in the pass catching thing, and that's a weakness that we've talked about a bunch of times on here. They can't figure out a tight end for their team, so I'm not too worried about the tight end.
Yeah.
And their, you know, their defense, you talked about their offense being banged up. You know, both safeties are questionable. Xavier Howard's questionable. Jalen Ramsey's back from injury and playing okay. He had a tough week last week. But, you know, their secondary is banged up. So
it sounds like a win, dude. This is crazy.
Can we make something happen? Sure, I love the points. I'll give that pick away here on this. Check out Winning Picks Weekly for the whole slate. But I love the points because I think 8's crazy. And, yeah, it would just be a very Jets thing. Again, we talked about it last week. Like, it would be a very Jets thing to be have a 1% chance of making the playoffs, and then we just start winning a bunch of games. To me, I always want to beat our rivals. I always want to beat Miami. So I'm okay winning this game. It's going to hurt our draft stock over in the long run. But
the reality, Greg?
We beat Houston for no reason. And so let's beat Miami for a reason. I hate them. And then we're going to lose, and then we'll lose the rest of the games, and we'll figure it out from there.
Here's the reality of the situation. Okay? Right now, at 5-8, which is fifth place right now in the tankathon, right? So drafting fifth to the 10th are all 5-8. We have the Bears, Vegas, Jets, Giants, Titans, Chargers. Okay, we cannot compete with the Chargers here. The Chargers are going to have Easton Stick and Keenan Allen's out this week. I don't think we can compete with the Chargers in the tankathon. Okay, they're going to lose games. But if they win, Greg, it helps the Jets out for playoffs, right? Because I just told you they're playing these teams that we need to lose. So if they win, right, then we're good. And if they do that, then we get ahead of them, right? So like that's one team. The Giants are playing for a playoff spot at this point with one game out. Okay. Atlanta is playing for a division, right? They're right there as well. Okay. The Bears seem to not care because they already have the pick with Carolina. They're just trying to win games. Vegas, they're literally playing for their careers, right? Especially the coach. So where we're at right now, I don't think an extra win or a loss is actually going to move us much, to be honest with you, right?
Well,
we're
not going to get into the top three. If we lost last week, we would have the fourth pick instead of the seventh pick. So that moves us.
If we lost last week, we have a conversation, and you're totally right.
That's true. That's true of any week. If you lose, and there's a simple thing. If you lose, you move closer to the top. You know,
but it's over now because we still play Washington. Like Washington right now is fourth in the standings. We play them on Christmas Eve, and that might be the game that Aaron Rodgers comes back. Right. So like if we win this week, like we're talking about in Miami, Greg, and the 3 weeks is up. Is Aaron Rodgers going to be cleared?
No.
You don't think
Aaron Rodgers is not going to play football this season? I've been saying it the entire time. I have never changed my thought or tone about the whole thing. He's not playing. Why would he play? You can think for 2 seconds. Take the rocks out of your brains, people.
I think he's going to play, Greg.
I know you do. So does half of Jets Twitter. So does everyone online. So does Mike Greenberg. It's fine. You can think whatever you want. It's a free country. But
you don't think if the Jets win this week, he's going to be cleared to play for Christmas Eve?
No. I think if I'm Woody Johnson, I spend $100 million on a guy, I'm not starting him with 5 wins against the Washington Commanders on Christmas Eve. I think if I spend $100 million, I'm sitting him. I'm not letting him play until next season. And even then, I'm taking it easy. The whole offseason, all I was concerned about was getting hurt, and he got hurt on the fourth play. I don't have $100 million invested to this guy. The Jets do. They're not just going to let him trot out there on the same turf that took him out for what? For fun? This is a business.
I honestly don't think they would be able to say no to him.
I think they could easily. They could say, dude, you're not cleared. You tore your Achilles 6 weeks ago. I don't care what your crack doctors say. You tore your Achilles in September. It's December. I don't think that's a far in medical science to not clear the guy. You think for 2 seconds, Jets Twitter. Calm down, Mike Greenberg. What are you talking about?
I think he's going to play.
Yeah, I know you all do. That's what drives me crazy. That's why I stopped going on Twitter. That's why I hate all of you people talking about this stuff. We should be Josh Dobbs. Joe Douglas should be gone. Joe Douglas has given us the best team we've had in 2 decades. What are you talking about?
It's because we didn't get Josh Dobbs, man.
Yeah. Oh, yo. We didn't get Josh Dobbs. We didn't get a competent quarterback, whatever that is, a fictitious person who doesn't exist. We didn't get him. So we should just forget about
Colt McCoy, Hall,
Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner, Elijah Vera Tucker. We should forget about all those draft picks that Joe Douglas got. We should forget about all that. Just fire the guy.
Yeah, but Denzel Mims, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. He misses sometimes. You know what else he does? He hits home runs, which a general manager for the Jets hasn't done since, I don't know, Keyshawn Johnson?
That's a disgusting name to bring up right now.
Darrell Revis? Darrell Revis is the best first-round pick we've had since Sauce Gardner.
Yeah, maybe Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, Sauce Gardner was picked before Garrett Wilson.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, like, that's the only guy after, too. Like, but yeah.
Yeah, since Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner, I think the best draft pick we had was Darrell Revis.
Yeah.
And before that or after that, however you want to talk about time, I don't know what the first, I don't know. To Berkshaw Ferguson?
Yeah. You have to go down a long list, man.
Yeah, it's
David
Harris. Great.
David Harris was a second round pick. I'm thinking that's like 30 years ago now.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about that. But yeah, like, you know what I mean? It's like, what are we talking about here? Like, we're just going to fire Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh because,
just on that note, I hate when they bring up Mike Tannenbaum and they start asking them questions on ESPN New York.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Mike, what do you think? How do you think that Joe Douglas
and Robert Saleh? Might as well ask a fifth grader what they think. That's like, what we're talking about.
The last person I want to know how to fix the New York Jets is Mike Tannenbaum. Like, I literally cannot think of it. And, then they ask Rex Ryan, what do you think about Zach Wilson and the Jets? How are you going to fix the offense? Like, dude, this is the exact problem we're having from him, and we still have. We have a defensive coach who has no clue what to do with the offense. So I don't care what Rex Ryan has to say about the offense. I don't care what Mike Tannenbaum has to say about the Jets GM situation. But every week, that's what we get. But that's neither here nor there. Just sometimes think of the audience. But, yo, I'm being honest with you. If the Jets win this week and a couple things go their way and we are alive, I mean, this is the week for Aaron Rodgers to get off the list. So there is a reason that he chose that week to come back. Like, he could have waited. Like, there's no reason for it. Like, there's still games after. Like, he could have waited to come back, but he chose this week. And he actually said with his own mouth, this is the target game if we're still alive, right? Yeah. So that's not made up. That's not fictional. That's actually what he said, right? So your opinion really comes from, if you're from the Jets perspective, it's really stupid to let him. But in my opinion, he will get cleared. And it'll be a decision. And I don't think they'll honestly have the cojones to tell Aaron Rodgers no, because they still need him in for next year. Like, even if he gets re-hurt, that's a repairable thing rather than him, like, hurting him, his ego and saying he can't do this after trying so hard for whatever months.
Yeah, this is what drives me crazy with that statement. And Aaron Rodgers has said it too. Like, what happens if I get hurt? Like, I'm just going to tear my Achilles again. Yes, dude. Yes. Like, what if you have a worse injury the second time around? Have you ever thought to yourself that you got super, super, super lucky and not everyone ruptures their Achilles the same and some people never are able to walk correctly again? Like, what about that? Like, what if you tear your other Achilles because now you're compensating for that Achilles?
Well, that's what happened to Cam Akers, who had the same surgery.
Yeah, what happens? What happens if something in the surgery goes wrong and Alex Smith 2.0 happens? You almost lose your leg. Like, what are we talking about, dude? Just calm down. You made $100 million. You're not going to play against the Washington Commanders and with a 5-win team that has a 1% chance of making the playoffs. What are we talking about?
It's Christmas Eve, Greg.
Yeah, like, again, people just make up stuff and don't live in reality. What if something goes wrong? Has anyone stopped to think about that? No, apparently not. We just swipe on Twitter all day.
Aaron Rodgers asked Aaron, and he said, what's the big deal?
Yeah, I have a newsflash. Aaron Rodgers says crazy fucking shit that doesn't make any sense a lot.
It's funny.
All right. You know, I love the guy because he's my quarterback, but he just says nonsense.
We'll see. We'll see, man. We'll see.
That's what's so fun about football. We will see.
We might as well lose so we don't have to have this conversation. Because if they win...
That's what every Jet front office person is hoping for this weekend. I'm telling you, there's going to be like some plane malfunctions. Like, we're not going to take off at the right time. The hotel is going to be
game,
wrong.
We don't have this conversation. It's not even a you win this game. He's coming on. He's showing up on Pat McAfee on Tuesday. And he's being like, yo, I'm playing. I legit think that's going to happen. I think he's going to be like, he's going to say, I'm medically cleared. And then we'll see what happens. I'm going to practice. I legit think that. Or maybe, dude, yeah, he targeted. I don't know why he targeted that game. My whole perspective is, okay, let's talk logistically for one more second here.
Okay, then we got to wrap up.
Let's wrap up. If he comes back for the Commanders.
Yep.
He has to turn around on a short week and go to Cleveland and play the Browns. That's why my whole thing was he's going to come back versus the Browns. Like, come back on the short week.
Yeah, and also, too, like, right, that's absolutely insane. Again, if you just stop and think for one second.
That's my only problem.
My other thing, too, is did you say Cleveland has to lose out? They play the Chicago Bears this week at home. Guess what? They're winning that game. So even if we beat Miami by 40, we get mathematically eliminated from playoff contention. And then all of this doesn't matter.
No. It's just one of the scenarios. If we can't get Indy, Denver, or the Broncos to lose 3 out of 4, then another option, like another one of those options, is the Browns to lose out. Just another option.
There's a lot of ifs, then, buts statements.
Yeah, of course there is. That's why there's a little chance. No one's denying that. But let's see. What's your prediction on the score so we can get out of here?
24-17 Jets.
Wow. All right. I'm going 20-9 Jets.
Perfect.
All right. That wraps it up. You know what to do. Knicks comma Jets comma ETC. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in live. Thanks for tuning in on the show. Hit us up. Let us know if you think we're going to make the playoffs. It's not even available on FanDuel. So sad.
Yeah, let us know what you think. Is Aaron Rodgers coming back? If his doctors clear him, is this team going to let him play? Is Josh Dobbs the reason why we didn't make the playoffs? You know, what's going on? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below.
Shout out Connor Rogers. JETS. Jets. Let's get one more. Squish the fish. And I believe, Greg, Aaron Rodgers come back Christmas Eve. I'm going to be there front row behind that stupid bench screaming my head off on Christmas Eve.
It'll be a Christmas miracle. You'll be there celebrating with Santa Claus. It'll be great.
Can't wait. Peace out.